104.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. It's been a wet weekend so far in the Northeast. A coastal storm has hit the area with high winds, rain, and even snow. CBS News Philadelphia's Marcella Baeto has more on the flooding there.
It seems like the flooding issues are getting worse.
It's even more of an issue for residents living right along the Delaware River, like Todd Burke.
There really is no way to prepare except to make sure that you've got something to do during the day that's going to be indoors.
Some roads had ponding issues.
Usually, if we know that it's going to rain, we kind of have to plan around it.
And outside Philadelphia, a six-year-old girl is missing after falling into a creek. Initial reports from police indicate two girls were playing by the water when one girl slipped on the mud and fell into the water. The Coast Guard is searching. Residents, meantime, the Midwest are gearing up for major snowfall from Sunday through Tuesday. Minnesota Highway Superintendent Gordy Haverson.
If you don't have to go anywhere and there's, you know, a huge amount of snow, don't. That's probably the best thing.
The FAA says it will increase oversight of United Airlines following a series of recent issues with the carrier. KCBS's David Welch.
These are scattered random events, and they reflect the complexity of modern airplanes.
Travel industry expert Henry Hartefelt says in many ways, extra government scrutiny is reassuring. The FAA hasn't described what the extra scrutiny will look like, but Hartefelt expects United's maintenance procedures to be a prime focus.
11 people, including four suspected gunmen, have been detained for their alleged involvement in a deadly attack at a concert near Moscow. Correspondent Christian Benavidas.
The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Russian officials say they've detained 11 people, including four suspected gunmen, detained in western Russia. They were moving in the direction of Ukraine, said Russian President Vladimir Putin, who did not mention ISIS in his speech. Ukrainian officials have denied any involvement in the attack and accused Putin of trying to fuel anti-Ukraine sentiment.
At least 130 people are reported dead there. American Ilya Malinin has captured the gold at the World Figure Skating Championships in Montreal tonight. He broke fellow American Nathan Chen's world record men's free skate score. Malinin spoke right afterwards to NBC Sports.
I'm in shock right now. The past couple weeks have been so hard for me to just train, and it was even a thought for me that I wouldn't be able to compete at the World Championships, but I got through it.
He nailed six quad jumps in his program, including for the first time a quad axel, and he's just 19 years old. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Dude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the belt indeed. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the best of me.
Time. It's just another sunny day. Cave. It sure seems we're headed that way.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. Essential Last Crack, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every week, every Saturday here on Heavy. That was Wicked Sandbox from Burning Time in 1991. Greta Grinder before that. That's actually a remix from 2019 found on the Uprising album. What is your essential last crack? I sure would like to know and then play those two songs for you. You can send me an email right now at music@civicmedia.us, music@civicmedia.us, and tell me your two essential last crack songs. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxine Covey, the second hour here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're here until midnight playing original hard rock, punk and metal, and we love it, right? Music on the way from King Cobra and Electromag. Both of those bands are part of Tazbash 3.0, which we'll tell you all about here in just a few minutes. Plus new music from Apex Aurora just around the corner. First, let's take a trip to the crazy town. It's Dr. Noise. It's Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music.
Serving pie, bowling balls, smoking stogies, waving hi to passersby. A singing telegram that sings all by itself, and a millionaire who likes to share all of his wealth. A branded cowboy cactus, a 16-legged cow, a skunk that just can't figure out, damn, what's that smell? A zebra-colored cheetah, rodents wearing socks, elephants riding. Some plastic swords. A platypus dressed like Rambo. A drunken ninja mule. Every single fish in the world traveling in one giant skull.
Tuesday.
Lately I've been feeling like I can't get it right. Time is like a noose around my neck and it's tight. Got me believe that I'm gonna win the fight. And let the devil on my back drag me to the night. My body's aching. You'll see that deep down, I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down, I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down, I know my time will be.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with brand new Electromag there. That song is called Gazer. Before that, brand new music from King Cobra and Wrecking Ball. What do those two bands have in common? I'll tell you. They're both playing Taz Bash 3.0. It's happening at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. Metal be with you. It's a great lineup of bands, too. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. And plus, all proceeds, this is a benefit show, so all proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference here in Madison, and they really do make a difference. Get all the details right now on the Facebook event. Taz Bash 3.0 is presented by Max Inc. Radio, and Music Makes a Difference. Appreciate all you coming out to the shows and supporting local music. On the way, we'll do some Revolution X, and what the hell, we'll do some Rogue Rat, too. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everything that I desire.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Grow.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Local, listen local. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.heat.help.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.